Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 14th. Happy Resurrection Day. We are in the sermon passage today in Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting in verse 10, and we'll go through verse 19. One of the concepts in this passage is about God being jealous. And every time I come upon a scripture that talks about God's jealousy, I have to remind myself, what is the difference between our jealousy and God's jealousy? Oftentimes when I'm jealous, it has to do with my pride or my insecurity or my envy. But we know that God does not have envy. He is not insecure. God's jealousy is different than ours because what He wants is for our good. What He wants is that which is protective of us and covenantal. Specifically in the context of this passage, God is jealous over the people following Him and not going after foreign gods. And the reason He is jealous is because He is like a faithful husband who knows that if his wife goes off and has an affair, this will not bring her ultimate joy. God knows that we as His covenantal people are called only to serve Him, and that relationship with Him and obedience to Him is what will bring us greatest joy. Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting in verse 10. When the Lord your God brings you into the land He swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God, serve Him only, and take your oaths in His name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you, for the Lord your God, who is among you, is a jealous God, and His anger will burn against you, and He will destroy you from the face of the land. Do not test the Lord your God as you did at Massa. Be sure to keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees He has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so that it may go well with you, and you may go in and take over the good land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers, thrusting out all your enemies before you, as the Lord said. Before we move on, as I read this passage, I was just thinking about how the people moved into this land and there were all these, you know, structures already built and all these vineyards, and they got to enjoy the fruit of someone else's labor. Sometimes when we build something from the start, we think, man, I am it, you know, I did it. But even when we have built something from the bottom up, the resources that we had to build with, or the intellect or the wisdom or kind of the right place at the right time, that is all still a gift from the Lord. And we have to be careful to recognize that God is working at all times and to never think, well, this is because I did such and such. No, no, no. Let us be careful. What does it say in James about pride? Pride comes before the fall. So, Lord, we take this as a warning today, and we thank you, Lord, for being jealous over us, for wanting the best for us, for wanting us to serve you. And help us today, Lord, to do what is right and good in your sight. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 4, I'll be reading verses 1 through 13. The title in my Bible says, Wisdom is Supreme. Over and over in this little section, we are reminded that we should hold on to wisdom, that we should seek it out, that it is supreme, that we should at all costs remember wisdom. I have the vision of a little child with a helium-filled balloon and how important it is to tie that balloon around the child's wrist so that even when they let go, it will not fly into the sky. Such is the case with wisdom. We need to hold on to it so tightly. Be mindful of it so that in situations where the Lord's wisdom is needed, we have it right there with us. Proverbs 4, starting in verse 1. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender, and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, Lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace around your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want to end today with a Sunday morning prayer from the Diary of Private Prayer. I'm just going to read selections from this prayer. Will you pray with me? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to you, O Lord Most High. Today, may Jesus Christ be the companion of my thoughts, so that his divine humanity may take deeper root within my soul. May he be in me, and I in him, just as you, Father, were in him, and through him may be in me, so that I may rest in you. O Lord, you are the source and ground of all truth, the light of lights. You have opened the minds of men and women to understand the world and its secrets. Guide me in the time I spend today reading or consuming other types of media. Give me grace to choose the right books and to read them in the right way. Give me wisdom to be selective, as well as strength to persevere. Let the Bible have its rightful place, and grant that as I read, I may be alive to the stirrings of your Holy Spirit in my soul. I pray, O God, for all those who are seeking you earnestly today, and for every group of men and women who are meeting together to praise and magnify your name. Whatever their way of worship, I ask you in your love to accept all of our sincere offerings of prayer and praise, and to lead us into life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.